the Communications Workers of America, or CWA leadership, said strong oversight will be needed if the plan comes to fruition, especially after what it said was decades of Republican deregulation that has seen deteriorating telephone service and a lack of access to high-speed internet in rural areas of the country. Brenda Roberts is the vice president of the CWA District 7. The local represents workers in 15 states. Roberts said having reliable broadband can sometimes mean life and death, and that the COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted this. Roberts says states need to implement broadband expansion in the same way President Franklin Roosevelt introduced the expansion of telephone service to underserved areas back in the 1930s. She said the government's ability to regulate communication was a major part of the 1934 Federal Communications Act. Roberts says that local public utility commissions have had their oversight ability removed in recent decades.
That oversight has been stripped away by deregulation across every state in this country to differing degrees. Why? Because industry said that competition would magically fix everything. Well, it hasn't. And the public needs watchdogs we can work with to ensure the essential service is there for our communities today and into the future.
The CWA has endorsed California's Assembly Bill 1100, which would establish how communications providers deal with power outages and disasters and how they rebuild their networks following damage caused by disasters. Sandra Parker Murray is the executive director of CWA 7777. She says that Colorado residents want accountability as part of an effort to achieve universal broadband coverage. Murray says that the pandemic has exposed how limited broadband service has isolated vulnerable communities.
AARP and the Disability Coalition serve a community of elderly and disabled who were not able to see loved ones due to the pandemic and were further isolated because they had no access to internet to use video chat applications. Educators have firsthand knowledge of how children K through 12 are severely affected by a lack of access in a distance learning space. Missing classes and vital information places them at risk of falling behind, unlike their peers who, because of their access, will not be impaired.
Murray says that in rural, as well as some urban locations, internet service is slow and sometimes non-existent. Murray added that many families cannot afford Wi-Fi for distance learning, and some undocumented parents fear coming forward because of having to show ID or present proof of citizenship. California's SB 160 will provide subsidies to low-income and underserved families so they can connect better to broadband. Stan Santos is a technician for AT&T. Santos works in the Central Valley. He says some schools in that region face severe limitations to reliable internet access.
One rural school district I work in has 3,500 students and has given out over 1,600 Wi-Fi hotspots, which suggests the majority of these families lacked any internet connection before the pandemic. Despite the efforts of dedicated administrators, many times this solution is inadequate. The wireless signal deteriorates based on location of cell towers and farm worker housing, is frequently built with concrete blocks and walls, which further impede the signal.
Santos said that students sometimes have to sit outside to get an internet connection. President Biden's American Jobs Infrastructure Plan sets aside $100 billion to provide universal broadband coverage and create good jobs. The bill faces a tough road to passage in an evenly divided U.S. Senate. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Witte.